Supposed to be of the zchus today to begin learning the Masechta of Baba Basra, and I feel like I have the distinct zchus to be able to record this daf in Eretz Yisrael. Mirat Hashem will be doing it live in Baltimore on Tuesday evening, but for those who are on the podcast or listen online, this way this daf will be available in Mirat Hashem on Tuesday morning, the beginning of the new Masechta. So the Mishnah begins the following: Beis Amad Aleph Baba Basra, Hashutfin Sheratzu La'asos Mechitza. If you have shutfin, partners in a chotzer, who want to go ahead and divide the field. So Rashi points out over here, Hashutfin Sheyesh Len Chotzer B'Shotfus, they own a chutzre, a courtyard jointly, ubate shnei and psuchin l'socho. Both of them have homes that open up into the chutzre. The chol chatziru shoshanu chacham lefnei abatim dehein rov etashishim b'chutzre. Fine. So what happens? So two partners own a chutzre jointly, and they decide that they want to go ahead and divide up the field, divide up the chutzre. So what's the halacha? Bonin as hakosel be'emsa. So the halacha is we build the wall in the middle of the field. Now, what's the chiddush in that? So Rashi points out over here what the Mishnah is trying to teach us is the following. The Mishnah is saying, be'emsa zen no sein mechelko chatzi makom ove hakosel v'chein ze. The idea over here, says Rashi, is that they go out and they build the wall in the middle. Obviously, the wall has a width, which we'll discuss. That width, each of the partners in the chatzar must give up land from their part of the chatzar to accommodate the width of the wall. So literally, when it says bonin b'emsa, means it's built in the middle of the field, right, the now divided field, and each partner has to contribute the land necessary for 50% of the width of the wall. So the Mishnah says, makom shenagu livnos kvil gozis kfisin levenin bonin hakol k'minag hamedina. So we'll discuss this in depth in the Gemara, but people used to build walls out of different things. So for example, gvil are rough stones. Gozis are smooth stones. Kfisin are half bricks. Levenin are full bricks. Hakol k'minag hamedina. Everything is in accordance with the minag hamedina. So for example, if where I live, we normally go ahead and we build a wall out of gvil, out of rough stone. So that's the minag hamakom, and neither of the two partners has the ability to object to building a wall from that material. Gvil, zen nosin gimel tvachim. Zen nosin gimel tvachim. Now what the Mishnah explains is the measurements. So a gvil wall, a wall made out of rough stones, would normally have a width of 6 tefachim, which means that each partner must contribute 3 tefachim of space to accommodate the width of the wall. Zenos gimel tefachim. Because this, what happens if they're building the wall out of smoother or polished stone? So again, such a wall like that would normally have a width of 3 tefachim. So therefore, five tefachim. So then, nosein tefachimu mechza. Vezenosein tefachimu mechza. So each one has to give 2.5 tefachim to accommodate the width of the wall. Again, the Gemara is going to discuss why there is a need to go through each of these type of building materials, meaning we already understand that each partner must contribute 50% of the land necessary to accommodate the width of the field, of the wall. Next, kfisin, bikfisin, zen no saint tfachim, vezen no saint tfachim. So at half bricks, the width of the wall would normally be 4 tfachim. So each partner must contribute 2 tfachim of space. Bilevenin, with full bricks, zen no saint tafachu mechza, vezen no saint tafachu mechza. So apparently with a full brick, the width of the wall would be 3 tfachim. Therefore, each partner must contribute a tafach and a half of space in their land to accommodate the width of the wall. Lefichach, therefore, again, says the Mishnah, now look at Rashi for just a moment. So Rashi says, lefichach, lefichach means therefore. Therefore what? Therefore, once we've established at the beginning of the Mishnah that once partners want to divide up their field, then what? Then they have to go ahead and build a wall between it. And we assume now that based on what we just learned before, that that wall is situated on the property of both of the partners. Both partners must contribute property in order to go ahead and accommodate the width of the wall. Therefore, in the event that the wall fell, hamakom v'ha'avanim shel shneihem, we assume that the space upon which the wall stood is to be divided equally between the partners, as well as the stones that made up the wall are also the joint property of the partners. Now, Rashi points out over here that the chiddush in this statement is, you know, when a wall falls down, it doesn't exactly fall down equally on the two pieces of property. So let's say Reuven and Shimon are partners. They built a wall of Levainin, we'll call it. So what happens? So each of them gave up a tefach and a half of space. But let's say when the wall fell down, the wall fell totally into Reuven's property. So we don't say, oh, since the wall fell into Reuven's property, it's Reuven's property, and Shimon has to prove that it was his. Rather, we understand, based on what we learned in the Mishnah, that Shimon has an automatic entitlement to a half of the space upon which the wall occupied, and number two, half of the actual building materials of the wall. Aval bebika. So up until now, we've been speaking about a chotzer. What about a bika? So Rashi points out here, what's a bika? Steha lavan, a wheat field. A wheat field. So what about in a wheat field? A wheat field. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. V'chein begino. And so to again, this halacha that we discussed in a chotzer also applies to a garden. Rashi says over here, what does this mean? V'chein begino. M'chayven eshneim livnos b'makom shenagu ligdar be'emtza. So ultimately, again, when there is a situation where we are creating a wall, so the halacha is that both partners must contribute both of the building materials as well as the space upon which the wall is going to be situated. So that is, now we understand the same halacha applies for a chatzer as well as for a gina. Aval bebeka. What about in a wheat field? Beka literally means like a plain or a valley, but in this context it means a wheat field. Makom shenago shlo ligdar ein lechayven oso. So again, everything goes after minag medina. If the place in which I am living, the minag is not to erect a partition in the middle of a jointly owned wheat field, then one partner cannot obligate the other to put up the wall. Ela imrotza konis lesoch shalom. So what can I do? Let's say I'm a partner with Reuven. We're in a wheat field. The minog where we are is that we don't erect partitions in the wheat field. So I can't force Reuven to give me some of his land as well as to share the cost of the field. What I can do is I could put the wall solely on my property. And that's what it means, Ela Imratza. If I want the wall, Kones Lesoch Shalom, I could pull back the wall into my field, Ubona, and I could build the wall, Va'ose Chazis Mibachutz, and I can make a mark on the outside of the wall. Meaning, so I make a mark on the outside of the wall, and again, the Gemara will discuss this in greater depth, indicating that this wall was built solely by me, and is solely on my property. The Fichach, Im Nafal HaKosel. Therefore, in such a situation like this, if the wall were to fall down, Hamakom V'Ha'avanim Shalom, both the space upon which the wall stood, as well as the actual stones of the wall, would belong to me, the one who built the wall. Im asumi dashnehem. But let's say, again, Reuven and I happen to be partners in a wheat field, and we know the minhag hamakom is not to put up a wall, but we agreed to put up a wall, then what's the halacha? Bonin es hakosel b'emtza. Then we revert back to the previous halacha, which was, again, we put the wall in the middle of our two fields, each of us yielding space to accommodate the width of the wall. Va'osin chazis mikan v'chazis umikan. And we make a mark on both sides of the wall. In this case, in a wheat field, the mark on both sides of the wall indicates that both partners in the field shared A, in the space of the wall, and B, in the construction expense of the wall. Therefore, in such a situation, in Nafal HaKosel, if the wall were to fall down, Hamakom V'Avanim Shal Shneihem, both the space as well as the stones would be the property of both individuals. Says the Gemara, Savru Amai Mechitza. So we'll say, remember again, so the Mishnah taught us the following. The Mishnah said, Ashutfin Sherasu La'asos Mechitza B'Khatzer. If you have partners who want to go ahead and divide up their field, Bonin Es HaKosel, they build the wall. So the Gemara says, Savru Amai Mechitza. So the Mishnah begins with Lashon HaShutfin Sherasu La'asos Mechitza. What does this mean that partners want to make a mechitza? So we thought mechitza means guda. Guda means a wall. Rashi says kosel. Kedisanyo. Mechitza sa kerem shenifritza. It's an interesting case. So remember again, there's a halacha of kloya kerem. Kloya kerem means that you cannot go ahead and plant grain and vines right next to each other. So the halacha normally is The halacha normally is that you have to have them separated at least by Dalet Amis, with one exception. If there's a wall in between the two fields, then both parties are permitted to plant right up until the wall. So Mechitas Hakerem Shenifrasa. So here's the following case. So let's say again, I'm Reuven's neighbor, I own a wheat field, Reuven owns the vineyard, and what happens? The wall of Reuven's vineyard comes down. It breaks down. What's the halacha? Omerlo, I could say to Reuven, Kidor, you have to put back up your wall. Look at Rashi, Omerlo, Lebala Kerem, I, the owner of the wheat field, could tell the owner of the vineyard, Kidor Atashlo, yes, Rugifanechas, Tvuas Asoda. Repair your wall in order that your vines do not damage, halachically damage, my wheat. Mishum Kilayim, Lefisha Samach Balasoda Zurov, Somoch Legeder, Kidisnan Beperk Shemi, Hayageder Bain Sayim Zes Somich Legeder Mikan, S. Ilonosov, Vizes Somich Legeder as Zarov, Mikan, Ukishain Sham Geder Tram Beperk Shemi, Loyito Odom Ilon Somoch Lasoda Havero, El Imkin Hirchik Mimeno Dalet Amos, Kede Avodas Akerim de Bahachi Havi Kilayim. So interestingly enough, the halacha is that while there's a wall, I am permitted to plant my wheat all the way up to the wall. So Reuven had a wall around his vineyard. I planted my wheat all the way up to the wall. The wall fell down. I tell Reuven, Gidar, fix your wall. Chazra v'nifrit. So let's say Reuven repaired the wall. And what happens? And it was breached again. Omer lo Gidar. I could tell Reuven again, repair it. So in other words, there's no limitations over here. I could tell Reuven to repair his wall as many times as absolutely necessary. I bezim with bez. What happens? Nisya eshimenu velo gadra. What happens if Reuven says, you know what? I'm not dealing with this anymore. And he decides not to go ahead and repair the wall. So the halacha would be that once the vines grow and they grow into my wheat field, Rashi points out over here, kidesh, they would go ahead and prohibit, the mixture would be prohibited. Rashi says, kidesh hatvua imhosif masayim lamishra dekra. So again, without getting into all of the technicalities over here, after there is a certain amount of growth as a result of the mixing between the wheat and the vines, so ultimately, again, the mixture becomes prohibited. Once that happens, the produce, of course, is usher, but Reuven will also be chayer for the loss that he has caused me. So says the Gemara, now why are we bringing down this case? Taima diratsu. So now all the Gemara just pointing out over here is that what? Is that you see from here that the Lashon of Mechitza is a Lashon of Guda, is a Lashon of a wall. That's the Raya. We brought down this Braisa just to bolster the idea that Mechitza in this context means a Guda, means a wall. Just like Mechitza by Kloy HaKerem in this case over here also means a wall. To which the Gemara now says, just based on what we've learned, the Gemara arrives at the following conclusion. Taima Diratsu. Hot lo ratsu ein mechayven oso. Now, interestingly enough, the Gemara says the reason is that the parties agreed. Now, what does this mean? Look at Rashi. Taima duratsu, second line in on top from Rashi. Taima duratsu, livnos kosel demidas shneyan hu dechayvei chacham sheyivnu bein shneyan. So it seems to be that the reason in the Mishnah why both parties participate in the building of the wall is because both parties agree about building the wall. What can we infer from this? Halo ratzu ein mechayven also. What it sounds like over here is, let's say again, I'm a partner with Reuven in a field, and I decide, or in a chatzar, I decide I want a wall. Reuven doesn't want it. Apparently, I cannot compel Reuven to help in the building of the wall. What do you see from here? Alma. Hezek Riyo, Lav Shmei Hezek. Now, we're going to get into this concept in greater detail a few blot from now, but the concept of Hezek Riyo, we're all familiar with the concept of Hezek. So Hezek means damage. I go over to Reuven, I slash his tires of his car, so ultimately, again, that's Hezek. I steal his wallet, that's Hezek. I burn down his field, that's Hezek. Hezek Riyo represents what we'll call visual damage. So visual damage represents the idea that if I have an unimpeded view into your property, then by definition that precludes you from doing certain things on your property. Your inability to do certain things in your property, Chazal treat as a form of hezek, as a form of dash. I'm damaging you in that I am, because I have unimpeded sight into your property, I'm impeding you, I'm preventing you from doing certain types of activities. What types of activities? We'll see. The point the Gemara is making over here is the following. If you would hold hezek re'yesh mehezek, if you would hold that visual damage, we'll call it, is considered to be actual damage, then once one party wants the wall in order to provide him with privacy, the other party should be compelled to participate in the building of that wall. The Gemara's inference, or the Gemara's conclusion, or I should say the inference that the Gemara draws from our Mishnah, is that the only reason why both parties are obligated to participate in the wall is because they both agreed to the division. But had they both not agreed, one partner cannot compel upon the other to build. Therefore, what do you see from here? Hezek riyas lav shmei hezek. Therefore, again, I must say the Mishnah holds that visual damage is not called damage. Well, maybe not. Maybe when the Mishnah says Hashutfin, back to Hundala for just a moment, when the Mishnah used the Lashon over here, Hashutfin Sheratzu La'asos Mechitza, maybe Mechitza doesn't mean a wall. Maybe Mechitza means Ve'ema Mechitza Plugta. Mechitza just means a division. Kedichsiv Vatihi Mechtsa Ha'ida. As it goes over here, it goes on the Pasuk of when you divide up the camp. Vatihi Mechtsa Ha'ida. Right, again, the Lashon of years that the Machta Sa'id, the Minatso, Shloshmios, telling you that half of the camp was this amount of people, this amount of livestock. So you see, the Lashon of Mechitza, sometimes just means a division without a wall. The Chivan Duratsu, Bonin Esakosel Bal Karcho. And it could be what the Mishnah is saying is the following. The way to read the Mishnah is, Hashutfin Sheratsu La'asos Mechitza Beinehen. If partners agree to divide up a field, Bonin Esakosel. We force both parties to participate in the building of a wall. What do you see from here? So v'chevan deratzu bonin esakosel balkarcho ama hezek ri'iyosh mehezek. And you could infer from there that what? Then in fact visual damage is considered to be real damage. If that's the case, ihochi hai sheratzu la'asos mechitza sheratzu lachtzos miboyle. But I don't understand if that's the case, that hashutfin sheratzu la'asos mechitza means shutfin that want partners that want to divide up their field, that mechitza means a division and not a wall, then the Mishnah should have said hashutfin sheratzu lachtzos, partners that want to divide up the wall. Elamai guda. Rather, you have to say that what does mechitza mean? Mechitza has to mean a wall and not just simply a division. But one second. Bonin esakosel, so then the Mishnah is redundant. The Mishnah says, Hashutfin sheratzu la'asos mechitza, bonin esakosel. Shutfin that want to go ahead and build a wall, build a wall. Why do you need that double lashon? Let it just go ahead and say what? Hai sheratzu la'asos mechitza, sheratzu lacht, I'm sorry. Elamai guda. Bonin esakosel. So if that's the case, that mechitza means a wall, then bonin esakosel. Why do you have to say, then they build the wall? It's repetitive. Bonin oso mi boile. You could have just said that whenever shutfin want to build a wall, they build it. Itana oso hava amina bemisifas ba'alma. Because had the Mishnah just said oso, I might have thought that a shutfin sheratzu la'asos mechitza, that if they want to go ahead and divide up the field, then what? Bonin oso. I would have thought that perhaps the Mishnah is teaching me that even just a simple property marker would be enough to go ahead and divide up the field. Therefore, the Mishnah goes out of its way to say bonin esakosel, to teach us that where there is an agreed upon division of the field, that division by definition requires the building of a wall. Says the Gemara, according to the Mishnah, bonin esakosel be'emtza. So we go ahead and we build the wall in the middle. So remember, now that we've established that when partners agree that they want to divide the field, they have to go ahead and build a wall. So the next statement that the Mishnah made for us was that the wall, or I should say the area upon which the width of the wall will be situated, must be jointly shared by the two. In other words, both parties must contribute land to accommodate the width of the wall. Says the Gemara, Pshita. In other words, isn't that a bit obvious? Lotzricha Dekadim chadrati lechavrei. No, because what's the case of the Mishnah? The case of the Mishnah is the two partners didn't really want the wall equally. They didn't both want it as badly. Rather, we'll call it Reuven went over to Shimon, and Reuven convinced Shimon we should build the wall. So what happens? Mal d'teima, I might have thought Shimon could come back and say, Matzi amarlei ki isratzi lecha ba'avira b'tash mishnah lo isratzai lach. So I might have thought the following. That Shimon could say back to Reuven, listen, when I agreed to go ahead and have the wall built, so what I agreed is that we could obstruct the view so that I won't be able to see into your chatzar. But betashmish talo is ratzai lecha, but I never agreed to go ahead and give you any of my land. Look at Rashi, ma'u detema, amalei kishin es ratzi lecha, b'mechitza, mechitza daka nes ratzi zi, ulami iti ba'avira, ki go shal nesarim, shi daka, vezek ri'ia inba, o tim shoch ove akho, se bechal kecha. So Kurt thought that Shimon could say to Reuven, listen, when I agreed to the mechitza, so I agreed that we should build a wall that should obstruct my view into your part of the chatzar. So I only agreed to a very thin wall, which wouldn't take up my land, or I agree that you could build a wall, but the wall has to be pulled into your property. I never agreed to sacrifice land. Kamash Malon, no. Kamash Malon, that's when partners agree to build a wall, implicit in that partnership agreement is a recognition that they're going to share, they're both going to contribute land upon which the wall will be situated. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Hezek Ri'ya, Lav Shmei Hezek, says the Gemara, but are you telling me then that Hezek Ri'ya is not real Hezek? Nars, remember before in the Gemara, the Gemara entertained the possibility that visual damage is not like real damage. Says the Gemara, is that possible that is actually correct? So the Gemara is going to go ahead and discuss this concept. So Tashma, says the Gemara. So let's analyze this a bit. So Tashma, V'chein Begino. Remember again, the Mishnah said that this halacha of the walls that we saw also applies in a gina. So remember, the Gemara now is saying the chin begina. So let's go back for just a moment. So before, on the top of Beis and Midbeis, so the Gemara quoted an opinion that said Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. So that visual damage is not considered to be like real damage. The Gemara now is going back and trying to discuss that possibility. Is that true that somebody actually holds that Hezek Ria is not Hezek? Let's look at the Mishnah. Tashma, what did we learn? Techein Begino. Even in a Gino, right? Even ultimately again in a garden, nevertheless, one has to go ahead, if the partners agree to a split, so the halacha is they have to go ahead and put in a wall. So doesn't this indicate that Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek? To which the Gemara says, Gina Shaini, a garden is different. Why? Kidrabi Abba. So we actually had this about 2 weeks ago, Baba Kamo. So, Baba Metzia, Domrabi Abba, Amrav Huno, Amrav. Asra li Adam la'amod b'sada chabero, b'sha'a shehi omedes b'komosel. The halacha is that one is not permitted to stand in his friend's field at a time that his friend is standing next to his crop that is growing. So remember, we actually spoke about this idea before regarding Ayin Hara. That ideally, the Gemara was in Bava Metzia, was discussing the idea that one should try to enclose their fields in order that others should not be able to see it. Because when others see your bounty, if that bounty causes them some amount of anxiety or sadness or difficulty over what they don't have, in general, if my bracha causes someone else difficulty, then unfortunately, that creates some level of prosecution against me regarding my bracha. So remember again, what the Gemara is suggesting is the following. The Gemara wanted to suggest that the fact that the Mishnah tells me that if partners agree to split up a gina, they have to go ahead and put up a mechitza. That shows that Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, to which the Gemara says, no, Gina is different, and Gina requires a wall for a different reason, which is that in general, I shouldn't be able to see into the field with standing crop of another. And the reason for that, ultimately, again, is because of Ayin Hara. The Gemara says, V'ha V'chein Katoni, but 1 second, but the Mishnah said V'chein. The Mishnah said, so to V'chein Begina. All of the halachos, as we said before, by a chatzar, also apply by a gino, which indicates to us that even Hezek Riyash Shmei Hezek, to which the Gemara says, no, Agvil Vigozis. That was referring to the stones. That the same way that when it comes to a chatzar, if partners agree to split up their field, they have to put up a wall. And the material used for that wall is dependent on the Minag HaMadina. That same conversation ultimately applies by a gino as well, to which the Gemara says, to which the Gemara says, Tashma, Kosel Chatzer Shenafa Mechayvin Osel Livnos Adal Ramas. So remember again, what did we learn? That if you have a wall in a Chatzer, and the wall fell down, the halacha is, we obligate the partners to go ahead and rebuild it, Ad Dalet Amas. Up until Dalet Amas. Now what this means is, even if the Chatzer itself was initially taller than Dalet Amas, we force the partners to go ahead and rebuild the wall up to Dalet Amas. However, again, the Gemara says, Sugush Gemara answers, so again, from this you would see, Hezek Riyash Mehezek. That's the idea, that you see that visual damage is considered to be damage. That's why even if the wall falls down, we force the partners to participate in its reconstruction. To which the Gemara says, Nafal Shiny. If a wall was already there and it fell down, then of course we obligate the partners to put it back. Why? What's the logic? So Rashi says, Nafal Shiny, Shekvar Nisratzu Harishonim Vekosel. Since the wall was already there, that indicates the agreement amongst the parties to have the wall there. Once the wall was already there, therefore, even if it falls down, part of their initial agreement is to repair the wall in the event that it would require repairs. I vitikari la, my kari la. So if that's the case, again, what was the havamina in the question? To which the Gemara says, seifa tzrichale. No, we need it for the end of that price. What was the end of the price? Midalat amas lulamala ein mechayvin oso. Interestingly enough, the halacha is that even if the wall was much taller than Dalet Amos, we only force the partners to rebuild it up until Dalet Amos. But we do not force them to go ahead and build it any higher, even though the original wall was higher. Look at Rashi. Seifa tztarechle. Kilomar hua dinami meikara. V'haydik tani nafal mishum seifa lashin and the yoser mi Dalet Amos. Ein mechayvin. So that's the novelty. The novelty is that even though the first wall was taller than Dalet Amos, when it falls down, we only force him to rebuild it up to Dalet Amos and no more. Tashma, Sirbos, again, we're still trying to figure out this Hezekriya piece. Kofenoso, Libnos, and Base, Shar, Videlis, the Chatzar. We go ahead and all of those who live in a Chatzar, we force them to contribute to building a Base Shar, which literally means a gatehouse. Rashi says over here, Beishar Shebonin Kosal Neged Hashar Agul Sovi Va'osa Osehek Pesachata Minatzad Umishum Hezek Rios Pin Shturam Shlo Bin Chatzar. Essentially, we force the members of the Chatzar to go ahead and pay for a door. At the entrance, we have the Chatzar, a large door. And Rashi says, what's the point of that door? To obstruct the view of the Bnei Rosh Hashanah, of people in the thoroughfare. What do you see from here? Shmamino Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. What do you see from here? You see here that visual damage is in fact considered to be real damage. To which the Gemara answers, Hezek Derabim Shaini. It's different, because in that case over here, you have the Hezek Ri'iyah of the general thoroughfare. Even if you don't hold under normal circumstances, Hezek Ri'iyah Shmei Hezek, meaning even if normally you say that visual damage is not real damage, that's only when you're talking about one person. If you're talking about the entire Rosh Hashanah, everybody will agree that that is Hezek Ri'iyah. I would yochel lo. Are you telling me then that we are not concerned about the Hezek Ri'iyah of an individual? After all, Toshma, in Chol Kinesa Chatzar Achei Badal Amos Zed Al Amos Lazer. So actually, we'll discuss this in greater depth later on, which is the ability for partners to order a division of the property only applies where the Chatzar is large enough that each partner will get at least 4 Amos of land. Hayish ba kedei lazeh kedei lazeh cholkin, and as long as there's at least 4 Amos for each of them, they can order the split. My love, Bekosel. So says the Gemara, are we not talking about a situation ultimately again? Where there is a wall, where there is a Kosel, and as such, says the Gemara, my love, Bekosel. Those, are we not talking about a situation where ultimately, again, they could order the split, and the split requires a wall, and therefore you see that Hezek Riyash Mehezek Lo B'Mesifas Ba'alma. Maybe not, maybe it's only talking about a situation where you could order a property split just with a marker. So Tashma, Hachalonos, Bein Milamala, Bein Milamata, or Bein Mekenegdon, Dalet Amos. So again, interestingly enough, the Gemara is throwing a lot of cases our way that in Meretz Hashem we're going to go through in greater depth, but the idea the Gemara is saying over here is that whenever my friend's house has windows, and again, we both live in the same chatzar, when building a wall, there has to be at least Dalet Amos. As so there has to be Dalet Amos, we'll see, opposite the walls, as well as the top of the wall must extend Dalet Amos above the windows, or if it's a very tall house, the wall must be less than Dalet Amos in height from the highest window. So it says the Gemara of Atani Allah, and we learned about this, Milamalo, Kedesh lo yatzitz v'ira. Right? And again, when it comes to the upper height of the wall, we don't want you to be able to stand on the top of the wall and to be able to look into your friend's window. Milamaton, Kedesh lo yamod v'ira mikenegdon. Ultimately, we also don't want you to be able to look in directly into the window. Meaning we want it to be a certain height in order that you can't stand on your chatzer. So the first concern is you're going to stand on the top of the wall and look into the windows. Second concern is that you're going to be standing in your chatzer and look into the windows. So the Gemara says, Kadesh lo, I'm sorry, mikenegdon. Furthermore, you have to be careful with distancing the wall opposite the windows as well. Why? Kadesh lo yafil. Ultimately, again, in order that you do not, because the wall casts a shadow, you don't want to block out all of the natural light from the windows of the house, and as such, again, there must be some distance between the wall as well as from the wall to the house of my friend. So the Gemara says, but again, what's our takeaway from here? Our takeaway from here is that it sounds like Hezek Riyah, Shmei Hezek, you have to be careful with that Hezek Riyah, to which the Gemara says, Hezek de Bayis Shiny. It could be that when it comes to Hezek Riyah of a home is different. Remember, again, up until now, we've been speaking about Hezek Riyah and a Chotzer. This Gemara says, about Hezek Riyah and a Bayis. And Rashi says, everyone will agree that visual damage is damage when it comes to a home. Why? Sha'adam osebebeso divrei hatzneah. Because a person does private things in his home. And as such, everyone will agree that there is going to be hezek ri'iyah in a home. So the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Tashma, the Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Gaka, Samoch lechatzer chavero, osin lo ma'ake, gavoa dalet amos. Then I listen to this case. If I have a rooftop, and my rooftop is next to the chatzer of my friend, the halacha is I have to make a ma'ake. Now, under general circumstances, you have to go ahead and I have to make a ma'ake, a fence, around my rooftop in order that I not fall off. We're going to see this is even a taller ma'ake of dalet amos. What's the point of this? The point is that I shouldn't be able to see from my rooftop into my friend's chotzer. So what do you see from here? You see from here that hezek ri'iyah is shmei hezek, to which the Gemara says, shiny hasam do'amrli bal chotzer la'balagag. Here's the difference. In this case over here, the owner of the chotzer can say to the owner of the roof, lididi kavia li tashmishi. I normally use my chotzer all of the time. That's what it means, kavia li tashmishi, meaning it's known that I use my chatzar all the time. Lididach, lo kavialach, tashmishasach. But you, the use of a roof is often, not as much infrequent, but is often unknown. Velo yedano, behei idna salika va'asis, top of gimel, di itstina minach. So interestingly enough, the Gemara suggests that in this case, the owner of the chatzar can say to the owner of the roof, listen, I use my chatzar all of the time. A roof use is not with the same frequency as chatzar use. As such, because I never know when you're using your rooftop, I never know if you can see into my chatzar. And therefore, again, I don't know if I should shield my activities from you or not. But because of the infrequency of the use of the rooftop, we make the rooftop individual go ahead and put up the fence to obscure the view, to obscure the view into the chatzer below. So also I said the ideal. We'll look at Rashi for just a moment. It's tani minach davar hatsnea avah chatzer achaluka letarvayu kaviyat tashmishay lechol chad bechalko kol shah v'lo avdi ba mili ditzina. So the Gemara suggests over here that in a chatzer where both parties use it constantly, so generally the owners of the chatzer would be careful against engaging or using the chatzer for any type of private matters. And we'll discuss again what those entail, out of a recognition that his neighbor is going to always be using his chatzer as well. So what we end off with is the following. So what we've established, number one, is that when partners want to go ahead and split a chatzer, when they both agree on a chalukah, there's an obligation to go ahead and build a wall. The fundamental machlokas that we're now discussing is whether or not we say hezek ri'iyah shmei hezek or lo. Is visual damage, the ability to see into someone else's property, which by definition precludes them from using their their chatzar for more private things. Is that called hezek? Is that called damage or not? So we saw one opinion that says yes, the second opinion that says no. So the Gemara was bothered by that second opinion. How could you say no? The Gemara wanted to bring a series of proofs showing that we must hold hezek ri'iyah is in fact real hezek. But yet, really, when we reach this conclusion over here, the Gemara has not conclusively proven that, because all of these cases can be explained in different ways. The conversation is not over. We will, Amir Tashem, continue it on Wednesday morning on Gimel Amad Aleph, the first line. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.